Okay, so I want to try to explain how I actually do this, because I know when I say the word astrology, a certain thing probably happens in your head. Maybe you picture the app, the horoscope that could apply to literally anyone, Mercury retrograde memes, and I get it. 90% of what's out there sometimes does deserve the eye roll, you know. But I never really explain the version I actually believe in, because out loud it sounds complicated, and I always feel like I'm going to lose people in the first 30 seconds. So I'm going to record it once slowly and let you have it, and hopefully it'll make a little bit of sense why I said things that I say. So here's the one idea the whole thing rests on, and if you get this, you'll get all of it. I don't see the zodiac as a personality quiz. I see it as a map of a cycle. The signs, to me, line up with the solar year, the actual movement of the sun through the seasons. Aries starts at the spring equinox, Cancer starts at the summer solstice, Libra starts at the fall equinox, Capricorn starts at the winter solstice. 12 signs, 12 phases of the year in exact order. And here's the part that made it click for me, because when you lay each sign over the season it belongs to, the traits stop feeling random. Because think about how astrology is usually taught, right? Aries is aggressive, Taurus is stubborn, Gemini is flaky. It's just like a list. And the list, at a certain point, it starts to feel arbitrary. Like, why those words? Who decided? Why does Capricorn get disciplined and not spontaneous? So you see, the zodiac is a symbolic system humans built over thousands of years watching that cycle turn. It came first. It's the language. And the seasons, the actual conditions of each phase of that year, I kind of see those as receipts, as the thing that shows you a little bit of why each sign's descriptions is internally coherent, why those traits belong together and not some other set. And I'm not saying the weather made us this way. I want to be very clear about that, because it does matter to me. The temperature in the room when you were born didn't program your nervous system. That's not the claim. The claim is smaller and I think a little more interesting. I think every sign reads like a survival strategy, this way of meeting the world that makes complete sense for its phase of the cycle. If you think about it, the strategy that would keep you alive in spring, it's not the strategy that would keep you alive in winter, right? And when you're born, the sun is sitting in one of those phases. So your chart is almost basically saying that this is the strategy your system organized around. This is the phase you entered life through. I think the zodiac names it, and the seasons to me shows me why it makes sense. That's the whole engine. And I want to walk you through the year, and I hope you'll feel it, okay? So spring is first. Spring is the initiation stretch, life coming back, everything starting. Aries is early spring, the breakthrough. Picture the very first thing shoving up through cold ground, everything that was dormant suddenly racing for light at the exact time. The thing that hesitates in the season, it loses. So Aries reads as going first, moving before is perfect, taking the space. And people often will call it impulsive or selfish, but I don't think that's the flaw. I think it's a sign built for the moment where being first is the entire strategy. I don't see him as being bad at patience, but as being good at starting. Then we get to mid-spring, which is Taurus. The breakthrough has already happened. Now you have to make it stay. The sprouts, they need roots. The claim needs to become security in this season. So Taurus will end up reading as like building and holding and making solid and comfortable and lasting. But we often, people will call them stubborn or materialistic. But it's the phase of life where planting yourself is the point. I don't think they're bad at change. I think they're good at establishing. Then we get to Gemini, which is late spring. You got your roots down. The food is secure. The weather's finally easygoing. And for the first time all cycle, there's a little bit of slack. There's a little bit of room to be curious. So Gemini ends up reading as exploring, connecting, gathering information, touching everything, learning how the whole system works. But people see being scattered or shallow. But it's the phase where wandering widely is actually safe and useful. They're not bad at depth. They're good at circulation. And now let's get to summer. Summer's culmination, the peak of the whole thing. Cancer is early summer, the solstice, longest day, and this is the part that I love, is when the vulnerable things arrive. It's the season things are born into, because that's when there's finally enough to keep them alive. So Cancer ends up breeding as protecting, sheltering, bonding, defending what's soft. And people will see that as being clingy or too emotional, the mothering, the smothering sign. But it's the phase where fierce care is what keeps fragile things breathing. So they're not bad at detachment. They're good at protection. And Leo is midsummer. Everything is at full strength, full bloom, full light. So Leo reads as expressing, being seen, taking up space you've earned, shining out loud. And people, they'll call it egotistical or show off, but it's the phase where full visibility is the strategy, right? The lion, they don't got that mane out, maning and lioning.
I know that's not correct, whatever.
They about to get the baddies.
They about to get the baddie lions. There's this like cat podcast. I love it so much. It's the best use of AI ever. But they're doing this dumb, the guy in game of Smash or Pass. And they're like, that's not a baddie. It just cracked me up. Anyway, what season are we on next?
Virgo.
Yeah. Aries, Taurus, Leo. Oh my gosh. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo. Do the alphabets of the zodiac. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. Yay.
Virgo's late summer. The light's already turning and now it's harvest. Everything ripe has to be gathered, stored, sorted. It has to be done right because one bad apple was spoiling the bunch. One rotten thing in the pile will ruin the whole store for winter. So Virgo reads as assess, refine, fix what's off. Keep only what's good. And a lot of people will call that critical or anxious, but it's the phase where precision is literally survival. They're not bad at relaxing. They're good at refining. And now let's get to fall. So fall is release, letting go, coming down from the peak. Libra's early fall. The equinox day and night become even again, and the abundance starts to tip into decline. And when there's less to go around, the ones who cooperate outlast the ones who fight. So Libra will end up reading as balance, harmonize, weighing it, keeping the peace, being what's fair. And people will call that indecisive or a people pleaser, but it's actually the phase where equilibrium is the smart move. They're not bad at deciding. They're good at balance. And then we get to Scorpio, which is mid-fall. And this is the dying season, not as a metaphor, but this is a time of year where the leaves come down, things break down, everything composts back into the ground. But that rot is what feeds next year. So death. D-E-A-T-H, because whenever I say death and depth, I feel like they sound the same. But death becomes a soil. So Scorpio as a person ends up reading as going beneath the surface, facing what's ending, transforming it and not looking away. People will call that dark or obsessive, but it's the phase whose actual work is confronting decay and turning it into something new. Not being bad at being light, but being good at transformation. And Sagittarius is late fall, the darkest stretch, sliding towards the solstice, when the days are the shortest and the resources start to become thin, and you have to somehow hold on to the knowledge that light will come back. So Sagittarius ends up reading as seeking faith, expanding, believing, keeping the faith when the evidence around you says to not. People will call that naive or tactless, but it's the phase where the hope and truth are what you carry through the dark. They're not bad at realism. They're good at expansion. And now our last little sector of sign, winter for our Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Winter is endurance, and that's surviving the hardest part. Capricorn's early winter, the solstice light, technically returning, but the cold hitting is worse. This is when you can't run on optimism, child. You need structure, real structure, discipline, and a plan that holds, which is why we read Capricorn as building a system, doing the hard thing, climbing, enduring. People will call that cold or workaholic, but it's the phase where discipline is the line between making it and not making it. So they're not bad at fun. They're good at endurance. Then we get to Aquarius, which is deep winter. The worst has passed. The ground's still frozen. So the only work left is in your mind. And stepping back and asking how the whole system could be better. So Aquarius ends up reading as thinking big, detaching, questioning what exists, designing what's next. And people will call that aloof or weird. But it's the phase for abstraction, for building in your head what you can't build yet in the world. And they're not bad at fitting in. I see them as being good at reinventing. And our last sign we get to is our Pisces, which is the thaw, late winter. The ice is softening, the hard edges are melting, and everything that was separate starts to run back together. So Pisces in the breeding as dissolving, merging, feeling it all, letting the walls down, surrendering to the flow. People will call that too sensitive or lost, But it's the phase where releasing form is exactly what clears the ground for spring. They're not bad at boundaries, they're good at letting go. And then Pisces dissolves, and Aries breaks through again, and the whole thing starts over, and it's not 12 random personality types, it's one cycle, 12 phases, each with its own logic. So here's why I even bother with any of this, because I feel like once you see the signs this way, you stop inquiring what's wrong with this person, and instead I see myself inquiring what are they built for. I stop reading Cancer as too emotional and I start seeing them as a system built to protect. I stop seeing Scorpio as too intense and start seeing them as a system built to sit with what's ending. To me, every strategy makes sense inside a season. It just looks like a flaw when it shows up in the wrong room. And in a chart, I kind of go a little deeper, you know what I'm saying? I see your sun as a strategy your identity is growing into over a lifetime. Your moon as a strategy your emotions reach for under pressure, like how your nervous system tries to hold itself together when it's overwhelmed. I'm a Pisces moon, I suck my thumb. I've confessed. I'm a grown woman who sucks her thumb.
Pisces, okay? I confess, my Pisces sun and moon. What are we gonna do with that?
But your rising, I see as your strategy, your body leads with the thing that shows up at the door before your conscious mind even wakes up. Same idea for every planet. It's just that part of you running on that season's logic. Now, two things I'm not saying because they matter to me. One, I'm not saying the seasons caused any of this. The zodiac came first. The seasons to me are just the clearest evidence I've found for why the symbols hold together the way they do. Why astrology correlates with anything at all. Honestly, kind of hold that as an open question. I don't have the answer. And I don't think I need it to use the map well, to be honest with you. Two, second thing I want to say, none of this is destiny. A chart describes tendencies, not a sentence you're serving. Knowing your pattern and being run by your pattern are opposite things. The whole point of seeing it is so you get to work with it on purpose instead of it running you in the background. It doesn't take your agency. It hands it back to you with context. So that's it. That's the actual thing I believe that, I don't say aloud a lot because it sounds like a lot, okay? But I think your chart is a timestamp. It caught the exact phase of the cycle you entered life through. And the readings I do, or they're just kind of me telling you what the timestamps mean, you know? Like three seasons that all live in a certain part of your life, which sometimes could be the way you are and why people may see you the way they may do. But again, like I said, nothing describes tendency. You have your free will in check, in lock, in step. If you want to say you ain't got your free, that's on you. Even you saying you ain't got your free will, that's on you. That's a you problem. And astrology, to me, it just helps give you a little bit clearer of a picture, a little bit more to work with, a little bit more information. As a Virgo rising, I love information. So that's that.